let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. What a remarkable life led by our guest on today's This Week in America, Insook Kim Won, author of the compelling memoir, The Milky Way, How an 11-Year-Old Girl Found Songs in the Chaos of the Korean War. Insook was 11 when the Korean War broke out. Her two brothers and her father were gone casualties of the war. Difficulties bombarded her family. She was able to help her family survive and found her fortune in singing, a passion that eventually led her to become a classical vocalist. Her faith in God helped her to overcome all obstacles. Insook came to the U.S. to study voice, became a bilingual teacher helping immigrant children, selected as a teacher corps intern and candidate for her second master's degree in teaching. Her love of music has remained all of her life. Insook Kim Won, author of The Milky Way, How an 11-Year-Old Girl Found Songs in the Chaos of the Korean War, is our guest on This Week in America. Insook, welcome to the program. It is a pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, Rick.
It's great to have you here. Thank you. Yeah. It's great to have you here. It's such a fascinating story. Let's first of all talk about the inspiration. Why did you decide to write this book?
As I wrote in the paper that, you know, I became kind of senior year, then all of a sudden I was a little sick. Then I thought, oh, I might have some kind of terrible disease. Then I may die. Then I'm not going to leave my story for my children and their children. And then, you know, I want to write. And then to our friends, how I lived, I wanted to tell my friends and then probably, you know, other readers who are interested in reading.
Well, it's such a fascinating story. Then, yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the important thing, I missed the but. Important thing is my two older brothers, second oldest brother is 10 years older, and then the oldest brother is several years older. And they became communist before the Korean War broke out. So our family penalized for that. So we lived, I started working early, but it's that kind of pressure, not everyday life, but it's in your mind all the time. You cannot tell people that proudly, my brothers were communist, and they, you know, were separated, or they went North Korea or whatever. Second oldest brother died in the South because war was going on. I couldn't tell so many years. So it's kind of sad and also difficult, isn't it? My, you know, life,
yes.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And you survived it. You came here. You flourished. You had a high school teacher that literally turned your life around that we'll talk about during the program. And it's so inspirational. It is a great history of what you went through, what the family went through. And you talk about there really was no break from this. The tension was there. It was always something you had to live with. You grew up in Korea. You left Korea after you finished college. Did you have experiences in writing English? Your mother tongue is Korean. Did you have any experience writing English?
No, write English. But learning foreign language is very difficult. There are different stages, you know. Then I went through, I'm very hard to work in a discipline. So, learning English was kind of hard, but I just can overcome. I like to study. So, you know, all that thing. And the writing my story was really helping me. Great accomplishment too in my life. And I can really now, I'm not like Americans, you know, to write that well, but I can really write what I want to write, you know, with a good command, I would say.
Oh, yes.
So I'm proud of myself. Yes.
Well, and well, you should be. The book, by the way, The Milky Way, How an 11-Year-Old Girl Found Songs in the Chaos of the Korean War, Insook Kim Won, our guest on the program. Book's available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Insook, let's talk about the central focus of the book. If you were just telling somebody in a few sentences what the book is about, what is the central focus?
Central focus, I think you have unfortunate situations, war, whatever it is, but when you have good faith in God and And you work hard, you should be disciplined. And whatever your situation, you work hard, and whatever you can get, then you can move advanced. You know, that's
yes.
my story to tell people.
And it is such a moving story. The book, The Milky Way, How an 11-Year-Old Girl Found Songs in the Chaos of the Korean War. In the growing up years, what was the most influence you had that guided you spiritually, that helped nurture you as a person?
Yeah, because during the Korean War, our family is Confucius, so they didn't believe, you know, in Jesus, whatever, you know, the Christianity, but they were opposite. But because of the war, I could go to countryside, my aunt's village. I went, started going to church there. So when I was 11 years old, I started to be a Christian already, you know, such a
yes.
good age to receive that kind of, you know, spiritually that believe in Jesus. All learning all these hymns was so beautiful, you know, beautiful, all the hymns, the verses, and then the melodies, the well-known melodies really just embraced me. So I grew in the culture. So now I look back. I loved to, you know, to study voice and then really classically to sing, get ready, learn all different language, German, Italian, like that. But I just loved to go to church. I didn't know, even I tell you now, oh, my second activity, I loved to go to church, you know, sing hymns, and then be with people, and we pray, and learn Bible verses. All that thing is just nurtured me, I would say.
And that's something that continues to this day, isn't it? You were very active
yes.
in the church.
Yes, yes, I am.
How does that feel like that you were able, they helped nurture you and you to grow spiritually. Now you're doing it for others. What does that feel like to be able to nurture them from a spiritual standpoint?
Oh, I do my best, you know, because I love to sing. That's my continue all my life. And then I just, for the performance, you have to do your best. You practice and practice and practice. That way you become so fluent, so easy. You know, not easy, not never easy to perform. But you get to that, you do your best, then you can do better. You know, that's... what's the most important thing.
With us on the program is Insook Kim Won. That's W-O-N. Insook is I-N-S-O-O-K. You'll find the book at Amazon. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And the book is The Milky Way, How an 11-Year-Old Girl Found Songs in the Chaos of the Korean War. When you wrote the story, what impact did it have on you? What were the benefits for you yourself in writing the story? You wrote it for others, but I'm sure when you went back and you relived all the childhood, the moving to the United States, working in church here, what did this mean to you to write this story?
Yeah, I wanted to write my story because I don't want to die without writing, because, you know, everybody's life may be difficult, but I went through war, I lost family members, important family members, father and two brothers. And then the difficulty came upon me for my family, but I overcame, just work hard. And I had my love of studying voice, music, singing. They grabbed me, hold my, you know, attention. I just, that was my let out, you know, outlet. I just pulled out. I was not lucky enough to go to, you know, church, I was not lucky enough to go to good school or daytime like that, but I had my dream. I worked hard and in love, because my high school teacher noticed me that, why don't you become a vocalist, music, follow that route, follow that, you pursue that route to become a, you know, singer like that. That was very another turning point.
Yeah, and I mentioned that the high school teacher that literally changed your life by encouraging you, and it's so interesting when you talk to people who've been quite successful as you have, that came from circumstances that may not have led to that success, but it's a teacher who's lit that spark, who's encouraged them to pursue something. And let's talk about other people in similar circumstances, because it was difficult. You mentioned the background. What advice do you have for people that come from situations that that are difficult? There's a lot to overcome. Any advice you'd like to share with people that have gone through those circumstances?
Yes, you know the people know the proverb that God helps those who help themselves. This really truth in, you know, almost all the time. You just help yourself. Then God will be with you to help you too, you know, that kind of things. So I was so happy in a way that because of Koreano, I could go to church. You know, at that age, I started to go to church that time. So really, I learned a lot through church and then how to become, you know, spiritually, you know, in depth like that.
You know, I'm fascinated when someone writes a memoir, especially with the very dramatic story that you write. How did you change and how did you see yourself change, evolve over your life? And maybe even when you started the book and finished the book, did it give you more self-confidence when you went back and realized this amazing life that you've lived?
Yes, really true. I mean, before that, I was kind of, I didn't have much experience in writing in English. And I just didn't think about it. I just said, it's harder to discipline to sit down and write a long story. But it took years, you know. But I just disciplined enough in the beginning. It was difficult to sit down after the trip or whatever, but you get better later on. You could just get habit, and then it's wonderful to you can write about yourself. And about now, I love to write about my short essay, whatever I write for Facebook. And then it's when you start writing, the story really opens up the way it should go, and the way freely just flows. That really leads me, and it's wonderful to you can write, have experience, and that you can write.
Yeah, I was going to ask about this experience, and maybe you see the world differently, and in reading other writers, because you, an accomplished musician, a singer, now you're an accomplished writer. Talk about being a writer. I get the sense that you're really enjoying this creativity that you've got, this ability to express yourself. As a writer, whether it's just something you post on Facebook or it's a book like The Milky Way, which you've written, this has to be a fun experience for you.
Oh, yes, it's a fun experience. I mean, I think about my life, my past, and who I am. I find out more. Really, without writing, I wouldn't know that detail. But think about my family, childhood years, all that thing is finding out. And then think about my two brothers, a sad story, but I think about them with such affection, like my second oldest brother is 10 years older, like that. And that memory stays on me, and then really happy, sad, also happy, but, you know, to move on and to be better, and then enjoy that my music still, whatever I can sing, and also I love writing too. I would say, now I can say. After all these years, now I know, I know for sure about writing better.
Well, and you do it so well. The book is The Milky Way, How an 11-Year-Old Girl Found Songs in the Chaos of the Korean War, and Sook Kim Won, our guest on the program. A few minutes left in the show. It's interesting what all music brought to you. It has given you so much, but there are different languages that you had to sing in. Talk about that experience of the required languages to do some of the classical music.
Yes. Yes. I didn't go to college right away because I was working full time. I couldn't afford to go to college, you know, that time I had a good job. So I started going in the evening school, learn German, learning from the beginning, and I started college. I reading program, not really much talking, but in German, first and second year, I had that 2 years of German, like that. So it's just, so because I sang a lot of German, my voice teacher was, you know, a man, and he went to Germany, and he introduced me a lot of Schubert songs, you know, that's in written in the German. So I just apply what I learned in German language. You know, it's wonderful that you have to have second language or two more languages like Italian. Italian and the German are important languages for singers. Get to know really well.
Yeah, it's such an amazing career. You started at the beginning of the interview, you talked about this was sort of your way of letting your family and friends, sharing your life, a legacy with them. But it's grown so much more. It's a book of inspiration to so many people. What has the reaction been like? Let's take family and friends. I'm sure there were aspects of your lives that they never really understood before or knew about until you wrote about them in the book, The Milky Way.
Yeah, I get good compliments, but also, you know, other people, you know, review and then just mention it that amazing. Most people were fortunate. They had a smooth life, but I had a difficulty, but I overcame and I pursued what I wanted to study, what I wanted to do. So that was really nice accomplishment or confidence I get. So all through, and now I write in English that I can, you know, my life story, I tell them how I lived proudly. That was really good accomplishment, I would say.
Well, yes, when you find the background, the war breaking out at 11, being a teenager and basically supporting your family and all you overcame under just unsurmountable odds at that particular point in history and coming to the United States and having the success and teaching and working in the church and the lives that you've touched. It has to be really fulfilling. And I got about a minute or so left here, but talk about the teaching aspect, because that's a very important part of your life as well, a couple of degrees in teaching. How important has that been to you to reach out and to help people?
Oh, at my age, I like to help people because we have to share love. I mean, we have to be supportive of each other, you know, for weaker people or whatever. We all have difficulties in life. You know, as you get older, it's not easy, difficult, you know. But you, you have a warm heart to help out, you know, to have confidence and then share what you have and then listen to them or help little ways you can help. That I think that's important too.
All of that is laid out. It's such an inspirational story, as well as a story that gives us a bit of history, what happened during this particular era. The Milky Way, How an 11-Year-Old Girl Found Songs in the Chaos of the Korean War, by In-Suk Kim Won. The book's available at Amazon. You can link on to our website, This Week in America, a direct link to In-Suk's Amazon page that will give you information on the book, and you'll be able to purchase it there as well. In-Suk, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
It has been a pleasure. In-Suk Kim Won, the book is The Milky Way, How an 11-Year-Old Girl Found Songs in the Chaos of the Korean War, available at Amazon. Of course, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link on directly to that information. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.